Spaz wanted the world. Cameron was methodical. Cameron was, he was brilliant. Unfortunately, at the same time, he was addicted to heroin and cocaine and, you know, all kinds of bad stuff started, which was the demise. We had to, the friction was Cameron wanted to grow the business. And there was a lot of bragging rights that you needed to do that. So Cameron needed to brag that his band was signed to his company. And it was not, you know. And Spaz wanted to be rock stars. He wanted to sign with, you know, with William Morris. And Spaz drove those people crazy. He would call them all the time. And we would go to Chicago and Spaz would pitch. He was he still is. He's a great salesman, you know. And, you know, we found where we removed Cameron from the band Cadillac Kids because Cameron was on this, you know, he was a drug addict, and things grew from 78, 79 and 80, but then things became stagnant. And then there was competition. There was Nebula Productions who started getting the big shows that Cameron used to get. And all it was a better salesman. They were dealing with the same bands, booking the same bands in the same bars, and the bars stopped dealing with Cameron. Cameron was getting kind of, he was a depressed guy. He was a workaholic, but man, he would be scared to death. We would be playing at some dive bar, and Cameron's shaking in the corner, scared to death to be on stage in front of people. And, you know, we'd say, don't take this so seriously, man. We're having fun, man. And, eventually, Cameron stopped. He wouldn't come to rehearsal, man. And we were having all these bad guys around. I don't get high. I don't smoke. Back, I didn't smoke pot then. I don't drink. You know, don't do drugs. And I didn't want to be around it. And we started being around a lot of bad guys. And actually, it was weird. I remember arguing with them. He was going to book us a show where we got paid in drugs. And you got to be kidding me. I mean, we're not getting paid anyway. I'm certainly not going to go and support this thing, you know. And so eventually we had a meeting without Cameron and we said, you know what? We got to kick Cameron out of his band. And we did. And it made the local paper, the local news wrote about it because Cameron was going to sue us for using the name and the songs and stuff. And, you know, I feel bad. We really hurt him. It was a call to get clean, you know. And so Sure Shot crashed it because us kicking him out of the band and us removing him from the band became a huge nightmare within the Sure Shot company. And they didn't last for another maybe year or two. And what happened is they moved. Cameron and Steve Sorter were really sick, you know, ill. You know, drug induced, and they went to Arizona to start over, to clean, and they did. But the whole by 82, 83, there was no Sure Shot, and by 85, Spaz decided to move to Florida because, as I said, you have to work, you know, to support yourself. And he works for his family, and the family business was moving to Florida, and we all, you could say, stopped being Cadillac Kids on really good terms.